time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Tonight's panelists with moderator Dana Rodriguez are San Francisco Chronicle music critic Joshua Cosman and technical editor Kira Pace.
If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. It's 7 o'clock, so it's time for our audience participation quiz program. So we hope you can call and participate. That's very, very important. We hope you will give us a call at these two numbers, area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or a toll-free number, yes, there really is one, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and whatever else our guests brought in. So just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER. That is all strung together in one word, mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show. It's too confusing for me anyway. But they all get read, so feel free to email with a comment or a question for the show. That is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Also, you can listen to our show online anywhere in the world, and I mean that literally, at kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like to hear the podcast of the show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight. Also at kalw.org and iTunes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. All that being said, we will start with a round of introductions. Just a tiny bit of old business. Last week, I asked a question where I gave the I gave the first names of famous literary characters, and you were supposed to identify what character it was. So I only gave the first name. So anyway, one of the names I gave was Phineas, but it turns out it's Phileas.
Phileas Fogg.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that. And I was called on it by a bunch of people, so I apologize for that. And I had to apologize in emails for a couple of days. But anyway, did you guys listen to the show last
week? Did not listen to the
show. Rodion, if I gave you the name Rodion, would you know who that was?
Yeah. Is that Raskolnikov in Crime and Punishment?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good. Nobody got that.
Shoots, he scores.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the old business. So we're going to start with the round of introductions. And here's the first. Kira Pace just isn't sure. Are the Blue Angels in town?
Yeah. Holy cats, Blue Angels.
Were they out in your part of town?
I have no idea. There weren't enough flybys for me to be sure. I just know that all the dogs were frightened and all the parrots were very irritated.
David said it turned your hair blue.
It's pretty late.
All right.
Why must Joshua Cosman be like that? Why must he chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in him.
Bow wow wow, yippee-o, yippee-yay. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, was hit in the eye with a thrown roll of paper towels, but he is recovering.
All right. So that is us, and we'll begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
All right. I've just got a couple rapid-fire questions here on the subject of Tom Petty. In the late 1980s, Tom Petty appeared as a next-door neighbor and sang The Waiting and several Christmas songs for what television show?
It's all you, Dana.
It's Gary Shandling's show.
That is correct.
Wow.
I do recall very vaguely that.
Impressive.
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice.
All right.
So Bob Dylan's character in The Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1, had the same nickname as Tom Petty's character in King of the Hill. What was it?
No, that's a little beyond.
And by the way, Tom Petty in King of the Hill was probably the most inspired piece of television casting out there. It was amazing.
Don't know.
Never seen that show.
Read the question once more, if you
Sure. Bob Dylan's character in The Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1, had the same nickname as Tom Petty's character in King of the Hill.
So they all the people in the Traveling Wilburys had character names.
Yeah. The conceit was that they were all brothers or half-brothers. And,
named Wilbury.
Named Wilbury.
Yeah, I can see George Harrison and Bob Dylan as half-brothers.
Sure.
Okay, Josh, you go ahead, too.
All right. I've got some – these are – I guess this is sort of a similar thing to what you did last week, but I have a list of some title characters from well-known plays. I'm going to give you the title character, and you tell me what play they're from. I got five of them here. Mm-hmm. They're not that hard. I couldn't find any really hard ones. Sheridan Whiteside, Archie Rice, Alceste, Billy Clavin, and King Henry II. These are title characters of reasonably well-known plays. One more time. Sheridan Whiteside, Archie Rice, Alceste, Billy Clavin, or maybe it's Clavin, and King Henry II.
All right. Kira, do you want to go first?
No.
All right. Sheridan Whiteside is... was played by Monty Woolley and The Man Who Came to Dinner.
That's right. Sheridan Whiteside is The Man Who Came to Dinner.
And Archie Rice is Olivier's character in The Entertainer.
Correct.
Right. Well, we'll start
right
there.
Okay. So still looking for the plays in which these people are the title characters. Alceste, Billy Clavin, and King Henry II.
All right. Billy Clavin. Sounds just a little familiar. What kind of play is that?
It's one of those stage plays. I mean, I would say of the five, that's maybe the least well known.
But what I mean, what's
but
the
it's
genre?
Current. Play? It's
current?
Contemporary.
Contemporary.
It's contemporary.
Okay. And we have a couple of lines open. We do have a couple of calls waiting. We do have a couple of lines open as well at 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
This is Gareth from Hayward.
Hi, Gareth.
I have a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
Towards,
Can't hear you, Gareth.
What Russian composer composed 35 film scores much more than his symphonic input?
So what Russian composer composed 35 film scores, so much more than his symphonic output?
35?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
There are probably a bunch that did, actually.
They all did some, but I'm trying to think who did that many.
Well, Shostakovich did. And
that's
is it.
Is it
Shostakovich? 35,
yeah.
Really? Okay.
Wow.
I wouldn't have thought that, but carry on.
Probably didn't have much choice in the matter.
Yeah.
My second question. Yeah. This is my second question.
Go ahead.
Who was the first white person to ever feature on the cover of Ebony magazine?
The first white person to be featured on the cover of Ebony magazine.
Yeah.
Was it a politician?
No, it was a actor.
Actor. Would it give it away if you told us around what year this was?
Oh, this was out in the early 70s.
Why early 70s? There must be some connection.
I know, I'm trying to...
I'll give you a clue. He appeared in a sitcom.
Oh, is it Robert Culp?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll give you a clue. He appeared in a sitcom that was very popular at the time.
How about Archie?
Is
Carol
it
O'Connor?
Carol O'Connor?
Yes.
I thought of Carol O'Connor because of the...
Right. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I sort of understand that.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. Give you a couple questions. Of all the Summer Olympics, what was the only time that the host country won no gold medals?
Summer Olympics.
Of all the Summer Olympics games in the modern Olympics, what was the only time that the host country won no gold medals?
Berlin?
No.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
A lot of people would have died because of that. But no, not Berlin. So once more, of all the modern Summer Olympics, what was the only time that the host country won no gold medals?
A, I don't know. B, is it the kind of thing where it was a country that would ordinarily have won some and just had a bad luck of year, or is it the fact that it's the one?
I kind of would say yes, okay. But I mean, I'm obviously.
I mean, as opposed to like that one time that it was hosted in, you know, the Maldives, and
yeah,
they don't win
no,
anything.
They won other medals. They won a bunch of other medals. They just didn't win any gold.
Oh, I see.
What
okay.
about Athens, like the original Athens, or not the original, like the first?
The first one
of the modern.
That's interesting, but no,
no,
not
okay.
that.
So now,
once more, of all the Summer Olympics, modern Summer Olympics, what is the only time that the host country won no gold medals? All right. Second question. What is the best-selling pharmaceutical product of all time? And it you need a prescription to get it.
So
it's that.
Well, let's see. Penicillin's a major one you need a prescription for, so that'll be my guess. Penicillin.
No.
Okay.
What is the best-selling pharmaceutical product of all time, and you need a prescription for it?
Oh, is it going to be...
It's Valium.
It's not Valium.
Oh.
Or, you know.
Is it going to be something along the lines of Viagra?
It's not Viagra.
Okay.
No.
Don't know.
This is older than Viagra, so it probably has a jump up on it. Yeah.
It's not one of those sort of 60s era, you know, anti, you know... not Valium, but what?
Antibiotic?
No.
Like a mood stabilizer.
Yeah, what was the one before Valium?
No, it's not a mood stabilizer.
Is it birth control pill?
It is not a birth control
pill.
So once more, what is the best-selling pharmaceutical product of all time? You do need a prescription for it, I think. At least they used to. I'm pretty sure you still do. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sal from Atlanta calling back with the last six questions about those. You remember what it was, Shakespeare plays? I actually can give you the whole quote now. I looked them up, so if you need them. But I think what I did was I gave you the name, the book title, and you were going to try to guess which play it was from.
Okay.
Actually, I did have a couple of guesses first. Is Seoul, by any chance, was it the Seoul Olympics that didn't get any gold medal?
It is not.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Okay. And what about Nexium? I don't know if you still need a subscription for that one, but I know.
I think you do, but it's not Nexium anyway.
What is Nexium?
Okay, all right. So here's the last six. I think.
Fill us in again, because those of us who weren't here last week. What was the question?
These are book titles that were inspired by Shakespeare, or quotes from Shakespeare's plays. Okay, this one is Under the Greenwood Tree by Thomas Hardy.
That's a song from, I think, As You Like It.
Very good.
Excellent.
Act 2, Scene 5. Yes. All right. The next one is The Moon Is Down by John Steinbeck.
Ooh. Oh.
It's a tough one, except it's a very popular play.
Is it Romeo and Juliet?
The Moon Is Down. No, The Moon Is Down. I Have Not Heard the Clock.
Is that one of the histories?
No. Okay. A book by Fleance.
Oh, Fleance is in I can't remember.
One of the most pop, but the most popular probably up
is
there.
It's a comedy?
No, tragedy.
A tragedy? Fleance?
No.
There's no Fleance in Lear.
No.
The Moon Is Down. It's kind of obscure. That's a tough one. It's from Macbeth.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. You'd have to really know it that well. Remembrance of Things Past by Proust.
That's the sonnet, one of the sonnets.
I
don't know the number.
I was going to skip that one, but you're right. It's Sonnet 30.
Yeah.
I was going to skip that one.
No,
but
no,
you
it's
got
good.
It. Pale Fire by Vladimir Nabokov.
Oh, Pale Fire.
Is that The Tempest?
Nope.
Is that
The Moon's an Errant Thief, and her pale fire she snatches from the sun.
Is that Timon of Athens?
Spoken by one. Yes, I was going to say it was spoken by the title character.
Wow.
Okay.
The Dark Tower series, which is a bunch of books by Stephen King. Chris Child Roland of The Dark Tower King.
I was
going to
say,
was still.
Yeah, that's not Shakespeare. That's Byron.
No, if I go on, it was Child Roland up to The Dark Tower came. His sword was still. Fee-fo and fum.
Oh, Child Roland. That's what I'm thinking
of. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. I beg your pardon. Right. Child Harold.
I'm sorry.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry. Repeat that for us, if you will.
Child Roland.
It's the Dark Tower. is the name of the series by Stephen King. Old books were called The Dark Tower or something or other. And what Shakespeare play is that from?
Ooh, that stuff.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular quote. I thought you'd get that.
What's
Defy Owen Fum? I smell the blood of a British man. Edgar's the guy who speaks it.
Oh, then that's Lear. Yeah.
King Lear. Yeah. Okay. And Time Out of Joint by Philip K. Dick.
Sounds a
Let us go in together and still your fingers to your lips. I pray the time is out of joint. Oh, cursed spite that ever I was born to set it right.
Would if you told us the character, would that give it away? The character who said
Yeah, it's the name of the play.
Oh, it's the name of the
the end of Act One. That's why it rhymes.
So is it Hamlet?
Yep. The last one you should get right away. I think you got this one the last time this question was asked. Something Wicked This Way Comes.
That's Macbeth.
All right.
That's Macbeth. Yeah, that's the easiest of them all. Great. You guys did terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And Kira, it's your turn.
Can I take one more guess at this Olympic city?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mexico City?
No.
Oh, all right. I felt really good about that one. All right. Let's see. All right. I am going to... Okay. Question and follow-up. In 2010, an album by what artist became the first by a female artist to produce 5 number one songs?
2010?
Mm-hmm. First female artist to produce 5 number one songs in 2010.
5 number one songs.
5 number one songs off the same
album. So it's a solo female artist.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, there were... Yeah.
Well, while you think about that, I will give you the follow-up question, which might actually provide a clue. Fireworks are often made of a fuel, an oxidizer, a binder, a chlorine donor to strengthen the color, and a color-producing chemical. So I will give you the name of a color-producing chemical element. You tell me the color that it makes in fireworks. Yeah. Okay. 5 elements. Calcium, sodium, barium, copper, and titanium.
Is sodium blue?
I was waiting for chromium.
No, sodium is not blue.
Okay.
Calcium, sodium, say again.
Calcium, sodium, barium, copper, titanium.
Is barium red?
Mm-mm.
I would think copper would be red.
Nope.
But I don't really know.
I don't really know either.
Well, it's a good question.
Just if you were to repeat that, please.
Sure. I will give you the name of a color-producing chemical element in fireworks, and you tell me the color that it makes when it's used in fireworks.
Go ahead.
Oh, right. Calcium, sodium, barium, copper, titanium.
Is calcium red?
No.
Well, one of them has to be red.
Yeah.
All right.
I make no promises about the color red.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And then back to that first question. In 2010, an album by what artist became the first by a female artist to produce 5 number one songs? And I could not say the word fireworks enough.
Is this person still active, and have they put out albums since 2010?
Okay. Yes, she has.
It's Katy Perry?
It is Katy Perry. All right. That's correct.
I failed to get any possible connection between the two questions.
Her song, Firework, was,
where
I was going with that.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
All right. Olympic never won a gold medal when they hosted it. I got two ideas. Belgium.
No. Belgium.
Netherlands.
No.
I think you need a city.
Yeah, you have to have. It has to be a city.
Well, I'll give you the cities. Antwerp.
No.
Or Amsterdam.
No.
Okay. All right, that's definitely out. Bob Dylan and Tom Petty, we're talking Lucky.
That's absolutely correct. Lucky Wilbury and Lucky Kleinschmidt.
Yay.
Yay.
Does copper produce green-hued fireworks?
You are on the right track because you're thinking of verdigris. However, as a copper miner might tell you, the best quality copper does not turn green. It turns a different color.
Ooh. we'll let the copper miners out there take care of that.
Yes.
Okay, I have a little question more geared towards you. I'm sorry, Dana. Actors in common. They all played the same character.
The same real...
Same character. Same real-life person, in fact.
Oh, a real-life person. Okay.
Yeah. Paul Henreid. William Powell. Paul Stewart. Walter Pidgeon. And Walter Wolf King.
Walter Wolf King. I like that. All right. Give me the actors once more, if you would.
Paul. Paul Henreid. William Powell, Paul Stewart, Walter Pidgeon, and Walter Wolf King.
William Powell, Walter Pidgeon. Paul Henreid. They all played the same historical character.
Mm-hmm. Or person.
Or person.
Or, yeah, a real-life person. In fact, I'll even narrow it for you. William Powell's was a title character.
Okay. He didn't do many real people.
I was
going to
say, William Powell, was My Man Godfrey, was he a real person?
No.
No.
It's not Pierre Curie, who Walter Pidgeon did, but Paul Henry didn't do that many. He played Robert Schumann.
Nope.
All right, give me the dates of one of the movies.
William Powell, I think, was like 1936.
Oh, they all played Ziegfeld.
They did.
Really?
Yeah, Paul Henreid in, what's that one with Jose Ferrer? Something, it's not A Song in My Heart, it's, anyway, William Powell.
Deep
the
in
great,
My Heart.
Deep in My Heart, yeah.
William Powell was the great
Ziegfeld. Walter Pidgeon was Funny Girl.
Yes, it was.
Walter Wolf King, that's a toughie.
Helen Morgan's Story.
Oh, excellent, okay.
And Paul Stewart, W.C. Fields and Me.
All right, thank you very much.
We're done. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
And I think I have an answer for Joshua's, actually two plays, Henry II, Beckett and The Lion in Winter.
The Lion, yeah, these are all title characters. So Henry II appears in Beckett, but he's only a title character in The Lion in Winter, right? You are.
Okay, and I have a question for you.
All right.
What three things did George Frideric Handel and Johann Sebastian Bach have in common?
Three things?
Yes.
German.
They were German. They were composers. They were born in 1685.
No.
What do you mean, no? All those things are true.
Well, they may. Oh, yeah, they could be. Yes, sure.
No, they could.
Were they both born the same year?
Yeah. I believe you. Interesting.
Yeah.
But this isn't...
Handel, Bach, and Domenico Scarlatti were all born in 1685.
Wow, that's amazing.
But that's... You're looking for something else.
It's a little obscure.
More obscure than 1685?
Yeah.
I was impressed.
All
right, let's see.
They're all featured on Sony Classical record label.
Let's see.
It has something to do with their health.
Oh, did they all suffer from the same illness?
Yes.
Well, they went...
Well, Handel went blind, but Bach didn't go blind that I know of.
Well, okay.
Bach went blind?
Sort of. Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway, so what it is they both had cataracts. They both went to the same quack doctor. And they both became blind.
Huh.
Interesting.
Okay. News to me. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And
Josh, it's your turn.
All right. Let's see what we've got here. So this is a question actually I used once years ago, and I've been bringing it back week after week, but never used it. But it seems like a Kira kind of question. So I thought, you'll like this.
Oh, I'm sure I'll like it.
Well,
but they never go. As soon as they're announced as a Kira question, I just bawl.
That's fine. There have been 9 songs that have hit the number one on the Billboard charts with 2 different artists. Did I give you this one already?
Uh-uh.
Okay. 9 songs that have been recorded twice by 2 different artists and gone all the way to number one. And I'm going to give you we'll just do some of them for now. I'll give you the artists and you give me the song.
Okay.
All right? I just got 4 of these to start. The artists are Shocking Blue and Bananarama.
Venus.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
The Supremes and Kim Wilde.
Oh, shoot. Come Back to Me.
Good. Bill, it's Wait, not, that's
no,
not,
no,
no,
come
no, that's
back
not the
to
name
me.
Of it.
Yeah.
No, Bill Withers and Club Nouveau.
Oh, let's lean. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
okay.
You don't have to be sorry.
Sorry, Lean on Me.
Uh-huh. And the Marvelettes and the Carpenters. I know, right?
Ooh.
For those of you listening at home, Kira's making a what the what face?
Top of the world. No idea.
No, the Marvelettes in 1961, the All Carpenters right, in 1975. All right, the same song hit number one by the Marvelettes in 1961, the Carpenters in 1975. What was it? And what was the song that was recorded and went to number one on the Billboard charts by the Supremes in 1966 and Kim Wilde in 1987?
All right. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to give us a call, you're welcome to do that with a question or answer at area code 415-841-4134. That is 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight is technical editor Kira Pace, Joshua Cosman, classical music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right. Let me do this. This is a 10-answer question, so I'll do this first, and then we'll move along.
I'll make my numbered list here.
Okay. So I'm going to give you the old names of some famous cities. They're all large or major cities.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are capitals.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me what the modern name is. Okay?
Okay.
So these are the old names of some famous cities. I'm not going back to the Roman Empire. These are probably 18th, 19th,
oh,
early 20th century kind of names. All right. So, but don't speak out. Let me go through the list first.
Okay.
Number one, Leopoldville. Number two, Ragusa.
Spell?
R-A-G-U-S-A.
Okay.
Number two, Ragusa. Number three, Reval, which is R-E-V-A-L. Number four, Edo, E-D-O. Number five, Christiania, as in Christ, I-A-N-I-A. Number six, Breslau. Number seven, Pressburg. Number eight, Fort Dearborn. Number nine, Pig's Eye. And number 10, Tsaritsyn, which I will spell if you like, T-S-A-R-I-T-S-Y-N, Tsaritsyn. So again, these are former names for well-known cities. Number one, Leopoldville. Number two, Ragusa. Number three, Reval. Number four, Edo. Number five, Christiania. Number six, Breslau. Number seven, Pressburg. Number eight, Fort Dearborn. Number nine, Pig's Eye. Number 10, Tsaritsyn. All right, I'll give you each 2 guesses, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm going to take one of the low-hanging fruit and say Christiania is Oslo.
That mm-hmm. is correct.
I will leave those. I'm going to try Fort Dearborn. Is that maybe... Oh. I've got a couple guesses for that. Let's go with Detroit.
No.
Okay.
And Josh.
So, first of all, I'm just going to push back a little bit on one of these.
Yes.
I don't think Breslau is really renamed. It's a German in German it's Breslau and then it becomes Polish and becomes Wrocław, but it's the same name. It's just spelled differently.
Well, being spelled differently is
yeah,
different.
But it's not like Christiania to Oslo.
Okay.
Anyway, it's Wrocław.
All right, you're right.
And because I'm throwing that out, I'm going to take 2 more. Edo is
you have one more.
All right. Well, then I'll leave Edo because. It's my belief, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think Leopoldville is Brazzaville.
It is not.
No?
No.
Kira says it is.
No, I thought
Kira
it was
says
too.
It is.
I...
No.
All right. Edo is Tokyo.
That is correct.
That's all. I'm out of here.
All right.
Pressburg is something in that goes back and it's like becomes something in Alsace or something.
Right. Okay. I will say that it was Pressburg until 1918.
Yeah.
And then it was changed. So, again, these are famous cities that had their names changed. So the ones we have left, I'll give you the old name. You tell me the new one. Number one, Leopoldville. Number two, Ragusa. Number three, Reval. Number four, Pressburg. Number five, Fort Dearborn. Number six, Pig's Eye. Number seven, Zaritsyn.
All right. If Leopoldville is not Brazzaville, is it Kinshasa?
It is Kinshasa.
Okay.
All right. Six of one, half a dozen the other.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Matthew in Oakland.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi. It's good to be on hold for a bit because then you don't embarrass yourself with wrong answers.
Oh, that's okay.
But I'll embarrass myself with different wrong answers.
All right.
Is the city, the Olympic city, Seoul, South Korea?
It is not.
Okay. Is the song with the Marvelettes and the Carpenters Mr. Postman?
Yes, please, Mr. Postman. Well done.
I'm embarrassed I know that.
Apparently, I didn't know that either, but
join the crowd.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah, it's painful. I have a little old business. There was a question about best actress nominees on the cover of Playboy last week, and I don't believe Valerie Perrine was mentioned. Who was on the cover of Playboy.
I remember that cover, and she was nominated for Lenny, right?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, excellent.
So, anyway, I have to credit my friends. I usually listen to the podcast, and I share the questions with my friends, and one of them came up with that.
Okay, cool.
So, now I've got a question for you, quickly. Mm-hmm. In the United Kingdom, under copyright law, the copyright expires 70 years after the author's death. But there's one exception, one creative work that was accepted from that law so that its copyright never expires.
Wow.
What is that work?
That's very interesting.
That is so cool. Is it the work of a British author? I mean, is it British specific?
Yes.
And
yes,
is
absolutely.
It?
Okay.
Is there a logical reason for this that's obvious?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I can give you a hint if you don't want to take any guesses.
Oh, yeah. It's a literary
royalties,
work?
Yeah. It is a literary work.
Oh, the royalties go to the Great Ormond Hospital. It's Peter Pan.
That's right.
Yeah. Isn't it?
That's right. That's
nicely
right.
Done.
All right. There you go.
Love the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice.
Appreciate
time.
It. Bye. And Kira, it's your turn.
All right. I just wrote these up real quick, so please forgive the terrible penmanship. But, in honor of Josh's being here, I have put together a musical better known as. So I am going to give you a musical something or another. It could be a person's name. It could be the name of a work. You tell me what it or they are better known as. All right. Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3 in D Major. Michael Lewis Diamond. Charles Ives's Orchestral Set No. 1. Ella Maria Lonnie Yelcho Connor. It's all one name. Chopin's Prelude in D-flat Major, Opus 28, No. 15. Michael Lee Adet. The Interlude of Act 3 of the opera The Tale of the Tsar Saltan. And finally, Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Did you just pull these out of your head while we were sitting here? That's awesome.
Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Yes, that sounds very familiar to me. The Tsar Saltan, is that the Flight of the Bumblebee?
It is Flight of the Bumblebee. Absolutely right.
All right. And Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
The Charles Ives Orchestral Set No. 1. Is that Independence Day? Not Independence Day. No. It's not Central Park in the Dark. Mm-hmm. It's which is a great title. I love that title.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Concord? No. Three places in New England.
That's it.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. Chopin's Prelude in D flat, Opus 28, No. 15, is the Raindrop Prelude.
Correct.
Excellent.
And Reginald Kenneth Dwight is better known as.
Oh, that's so familiar. What is it?
It's Sir Elton John.
All right. There you go.
Way to add the honorific, by the way.
Oh, well,
nice.
Come on. He's a, you know, he's a knight.
Sir.
That's all I got. All right. Dana beat me to the Rimsky-Korsakov. And,
of Korsakov I did.
Of course. Yeah.
All right. Leave the rest out.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
All I have left is something that would be helping someone to get the answer. Alceste is from a Molière play.
That is correct.
But I can't find the title in my
brain. Is that the imaginary invalid, then?
No, it's where he's a complete fraud.
The misanthrope? No, not the misanthrope. Is it the misanthrope?
Yes, it is the misanthrope.
Thank you, everybody.
That was a good tag team effort. Well done, all.
Thank you, Thomas. And
did he hang up on us?
Yeah, he did. Well, he was done.
Okay.
So that's okay. Anyway, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We should repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. So, Kira, you go first.
All right. I will give you the name of a color-producing chemical element. You tell me the color that it makes when it's used in fireworks. And I have calcium, sodium, barium, copper, and titanium. And then for a musical better known as, I give you the name of something or someone. You tell me what they are better known as. And we've got Johann Sebastian Bach's orchestral suite number 3 in D major, Michael Lewis Diamond, Ella Maria Lonnie Yelch O'Connor, and Michael Lee Adey. And I think that's all I have open.
I'm looking for a recent play, the last 20 years or so, whose title character is Billy Clavin, and wanting to know what the song is that went to number one on the Billboard's charts in separate recordings by the Supremes in 1966 and Kim Wilde in 1987.
And I have what is the only Summer Olympics where the host country won no gold medals in the modern Olympics? The only Summer Olympics where the host country won no gold medals. What is the best-selling pharmaceutical product of all time? 141 billion sales. And again, the best-selling pharmaceutical product of all time. I think it's only available through prescription, but I'm like 80% sure about that. I gave you the former names of some famous cities. There are some capitals in here. The ones we have left are Ragusa, Reval, Pressburg, Fort Dearborn, Pig's Eye, and Zaritsyn. So those are former names of what famous cities. And
Pig's Eye is killing me because I know this one.
Yeah.
Can I take one more guess at Fort Dearborn, though?
Yes.
Is it Chicago?
It is Chicago.
Oh, well done.
Thanks.
All right. Good.
It's Pressburg.
And the prescription, is it maybe albuterol?
It is not.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good.
So let's go geography this time. More than 50% of rice worldwide produced by two countries, and in fact both countries consume all of the rice they produce. What are the two countries? They eat it all. They don't export any of it.
What about Vietnam?
No.
How about Indonesia?
No. You have to think, because they eat 50% of worldwide, the big countries. That's the head.
Well, big
China.
Large countries.
Yeah.
China?
Yes, that's one. What is the other one?
India.
That's it. That's it. Okay. Second question. What is the highest world capital from, above the sea level in the world? What is the highest?
I think it's Ulaanbaatar, isn't it?
No.
No, it's...
Is it Bolivia? Is it
La Paz?
La Paz?
La Paz it is.
Yeah.
La Paz it is.
Huh.
Okay. What about the highest city in the U.S.?
Well, you mean... of any city or city over a million, or anyway, how can you?
Any city. 10,200 feet above sea level.
Well, Denver.
That's kind of difficult.
Santa Fe is the highest state capital.
Is it really?
Is it Santa Fe?
No.
Denver's pretty high, too.
It's the Mile High City.
One Mile City High, yeah. It is in Colorado, you know, we can say that. Small town.
Oh.
So,
small town.
You know, Breckenridge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. Leadville. No. I don't
know. You're right. You said it.
Is it Leadville?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And Kira, I think it's your turn.
I did the musical Better Known As, so
all right.
I think it's Josh.
Okay, Josh, it's your turn.
Let me see what I got here. Let's...
Nothing, no 10 answer questions.
No. Here, I'll give you some easy... These are... I'm looking for countries with these unique qualities. I'll give you... I've got a list of 5 countries. What is the only country whose name begins with Y? What is the only country with a second letter P?
Well, Yemen is Y.
Yeah. Well, we haven't finished the list yet. Just hold your horses, all buddy. Right. Look, the only country begins with Y, the only country with P as the second letter, the only country with K as the second letter, the only country that ends with G, the only country that ends with H. One more time. The only country beginning with Y, the only country second letter P, the only country with a second letter K, the only country ending with G, the only country ending with H.
Well, P is Spain.
Spain is the only one with P. Good. Yemen is, as Dana said, couldn't wait to get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got?
Go over the, I'm sorry. The other ones are... You have
the
to
only country sorry. With K as the second letter, K. The only country ending with G, the only country ending with H.
Is it one of the stands? Is the one with the second letter K?
My lips are sealed.
Kyrgyzstan? No. No, it's not Tajikistan. Is it Kyrgyzstan? All right, I'll have to think about that.
I'll give you a hint. If you're looking at countries that start with K, the likelihood that they'll have also the second letter K
this is
vanishingly
this
low.
This is true. Okay. But don't forget, I got Timon of Athens.
You did. I was so impressed by that. I never fail to be impressed by your
all
feats.
Right.
Of
thank you. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Did I win the Super Tramp tickets?
Yeah, you did.
Excellent.
You were the third caller.
Two different artists. Is the Kim Wilde one and the Supremes? I know I love their version of Betty Davis Eyes. No?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No. That was Martha and the Vandellas, maybe.
Yeah. I would pay money to see Diana Ross singing Betty Davis Eyes.
I would love it. Let's see.
Miss Diana
Olympics,
Ross.
Olympics, Buenos Aires?
Not Buenos Aires.
Olympics, yeah, shoot. A best-selling prescription, Levitra?
It is not.
Missing all of these. Fireworks colors. I'll shoot out a bunch of them. Sodium, is that orange?
Oh, so close, so close.
Red?
No, farther.
I tried that.
Yellow?
It is yellow.
All right.
Like arc sodium lights, like street lights.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
They look more orangey to me.
Yeah.
Barium, is barium purple?
It's not, no.
Titanium is white?
It's close. I'm going to give that to you. It's silver.
Oh, thank you. Is Ragusa, for the name, is that in Italy?
It is not.
Okay. Mediterranean, though?
It is not. It's not on the Mediterranean, no. It isn't. It's hard for me to describe.
Oh. Istanbul?
It is not.
No, that would make the song even longer. Okay, it's not Elko, Nevada, I guess.
It's not.
I think that's probably all I've got. I've got a food question. I've got 4 foods, kind of regional foods in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell me what region they are and what they are.
Okay.
I've got
Are these prepared foods, or are they mixed foods, or like is it a dish?
Prepared
or?
Foods. You would more like a dish.
Okay.
So you would order if you ordered in a restaurant or something. That's how you would order it.
Okay.
So there's a St. Paul sandwich, a 5-way chili, a California burrito, and a cabinet.
Cabinet. Spell that, please.
A cabinet?
Cabinet, like a same, kitchen cabinet.
Same. Okay,
a cabinet is a milkshake,
good.
But
it's
in New England, I think, right? Or is that a frap up there?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's apparently it's localized to mainly Rhode Island.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Very good.
Got it.
So give the other ones once more, if you would.
St. Paul sandwich, mm-hmm. a five-way chili, and a California burrito.
The St. Paul sandwich, it seems too obvious for me to say the Midwest, Minnesota. But
It is Midwest, but it is not Minnesota.
Not Minnesota. And the five-way chili, does that have anything to do with the borders on a state or anything like that?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Is that different from Cincinnati chili? Or is it?
Very good. Yeah, no, that's Cincinnati, yeah. Five-way chili.
That's excellent. What I thought. Good. All right.
You tell me what the five ways are, if you know what those are.
No. No. Up, down,
scattered,
left,
smothered,
wise,
covered.
Yeah, and it's a spaghetti dish, so there's spaghetti, chili, cheese, onions, and beans.
Okay.
And the chili is more of like a Mediterranean tomato sauce, more so than a traditional, what you would think of as chili.
That sounds like such a Midwestern dish.
Very.
Is the California burrito sushi related?
That's good.
No.
That's good.
Okay.
All right, we're not getting the rest, so you better fill it in for us.
Okay, yeah. The California burrito is generally, it's a burrito that has French fries in it. Generally.
I've never seen it.
Generally,
that.
Actually.
Have you?
I've seen it, yeah, through San Diego and Arizona. And
okay.
And a lot of taquerias will have a California burrito, and that's what.
Interesting.
And the St. Paul sandwich is actually from St. Louis, and it's kind of an egg foo young patty on a hamburger, essentially, without the hamburger, but.
Wow.
You know, a bun with lettuce, tomato, and then an egg foo young patty.
Man, America and our palates. Man.
Yeah.
As was eaten in the time of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Great show.
Thank you. All right. Well, I have a classical question, but it's, let's see, I've got five. I'll give you four of them. How about that? So these are subtitles or nicknames for classical pieces of music. They're all, and I will just be clear to you that they're all symphonies, so
okay.
To make it easier for you. All right. Well, I'll give you all five. What the heck?
Sure.
Number one, Celestial Gate. Number two, The Divine Poem. Number three, Folk Song. Number four, To October, as in two is in T-O. And number five, The Plutonium Ode. So again, these are subtitles or nicknames for classical pieces of music. They're all symphonies.
Yeah, sure.
Number one, The Celestial Gate. Number two, The Divine Poem. Number three, Folk Song. Number four, To October. Number five, The Plutonium Ode. And I will say that I had lunch with the composer of The Celestial Gate.
Oh. So. Well, this is hugely embarrassing because I feel like I should know these, but I don't have any solid knowledge here. Plutonium Ode, I think, is Philip Glass.
That is correct.
I don't know what number. Do you need the number?
No, it's always a nice touch. But,
yeah, but
it's
Glass.
It's number six, Symphony number six.
Okay, and I believe Celestial Gate, the clue suggests that it's Terry Riley.
It is not.
No? All right.
I did not have lunch
and
with Terry
Riley. And 2 October is somebody Russian, but I can't remember who it is. If it's Borodin, maybe?
It is not Borodin.
But it's Russian, right?
It's Russian.
Kui.
No.
No, but I think that's the first time Kui has been mentioned on the show.
Kui is and is Folk Song. Yeah, I don't know.
Folk Song is an American.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Adams.
And it's a composer I like, but that has no bearing on
your answer.
That
doesn't narrow it down much.
No.
If they're all modern, is it John Adams?
It is not John Adams. They're modern without being modern, except for Philip Glass.
I want to make myself feel smart by answering that K is the second letter question now.
So again, subtitles are nicknames for classical pieces of music. They're all symphonies, the ones that are left. The number one is Celestial Gate. Number two, The Divine Poem. Number three, Folk Song. Number four, To October. So what symphonies are those? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
This is Glenn in San Francisco.
Hi, Glenn.
So, hi. I have an answer, I guess, actually.
Okay.
About the song from 1966.
Mm-hmm.
Is it You Keep Me Hanging On?
It is You Keep Me Hanging On. Well done.
Good.
Okay.
And I have a question also.
All right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are 18 states that do not require front license plates on cars. Can you name six of them?
Florida does not.
Alaska does not.
I kind of think Hawaii does not, but I'm not 100% on that. Michigan definitely does not.
Are we right about the ones we've said?
Yes.
Woo-hoo. We're four in then.
All right.
I'm going to go with Georgia because I don't remember ever seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
And let's stay in the South then and say North Carolina?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Wow, well done.
Good. That's six, yeah.
I didn't help at all.
You know what? The only reason I knew Alaska was because in the travel section of the Chronicle, to the Sunday Chronicle, there's an article about traveling in Alaska, and there were pictures of cars on the street, and they didn't have license plates in the front of them.
Okay.
So that's why I knew that. So did we answer that for you?
You got six of them, six of the 18, yeah. That's what I asked for.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Take care. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hi, Greg.
And you know what? You kept me hanging on the line so long.
Oh,
is that
cute? Give him a bell.
I have a couple other. Actually, Kira, which salt do you have outstanding on the fireworks?
Calcium, barium, and copper.
Okay, copper I know is blue.
That's absolutely correct.
Good. Yeah, and calcium is orange.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I know those two. And then the country ending in G is Luxembourg.
Exactly. Very good. Nicely done.
Yeah. Okay, fun good. Show. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, okay, who has a short question?
I have a short question.
All right, go ahead.
But can I please answer that, Kay?
Go.
Ukraine.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Very good. Well done.
Okay, sorry. Here we go. What is the two-word instruction in the hypothetical commencement speech by Mary Schmitch and not Kurt Vonnegut? This instruction was the basis for a 1999 hit song by Baz Luhrmann.
Two-word instruction. Mm-hmm. Read the whole thing once more.
What is the two-word instruction in the hypothetical commencement speech by Mary Schmitch and not Kurt Vonnegut, to whom it is attributed all the time? This instruction was the basis for a 1999 hit song by Baz Luhrmann.
Go forth.
Nope.
Make trouble.
Nope.
Get lost.
No.
Moulin Rouge.
Closer. Right. No.
Don't know.
All right. Leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Pat from Noy Valley.
Hi, Pat.
Let's see, on the Pig's Eye.
Yes.
That would be St. Paul.
It is St. Paul.
Oh.
St. Paul. Excellent.
Yeah, being from Minneapolis, we kind of enjoyed using that a lot.
Oh, so they still call it that sometimes, huh?
No, well, we did, but there's still an island, Pig's Eye Island, in the Mississippi there.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Steve in Oakland.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. First off, I think Meatloaf's name is Marvin Lee Aday.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right. It is Marvin Lee Aday. Sorry. Thank you for correcting that.
There you go.
Certainly. Is the Vonnegut thing Be Kind?
No.
Okay. I have a quick question. I have five fictional languages. I wonder if you could tell me what works of fiction they're from.
Mm-hmm.
There's TV, movies, and literature mixed in here. So I've got Lapine, L-A-P-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Nadsat, N-A-D-S-A-T.
Mm-hmm.
Quenya, Q-U-E-N-Y-A.
Mm-hmm.
Vogon, V-O-G-O-N. And the last one is Tenctonese, T-E-N-C-T-O-N-E-S-E.
Well, Kira's been nodding her head, so I guess she knows a couple of
those. I got three of them, but I'm going to take my favorite and say Vogon is The Hitchhiker's Guide, etc., the trilogy
of
five.
Good.
Yeah.
And Nadsat is Clockwork Orange.
Correct. Good.
That's the only one that's I kind of knew.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no, that's fine. That's
I don't
fine.
Know.
I don't
any
know
others.
The others.
Quenya, or how I think it's Quenya, is the Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, and all that.
Okay. That's right. It's one of the Elvish languages.
Mm-hmm. I don't know this because I've never read the book, but I'm going to guess, just based on etymology, that Lapine might be from Watership Down.
That's correct.
Oh, ooh, excellent. Very good.
Super smart.
And so there's only one left?
Yeah, Tinktonese, which is a movie and a TV show.
A movie and a TV
show. Is this going to be like Firefly or something like that?
All right.
Maybe Battlestar Galactica.
It's a science.
Yeah, kind of, same genre. Yeah, it's a sci-fi thing.
Right. TV show still on?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you said it was a movie and a TV show.
That's right.
Okay.
Star Trek.
Oh, nice.
No.
No, we don't know.
It's Alien Nation.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. It's Justin in San Francisco.
Hi, Justin.
Hi. I was calling with a response to the Smith Vonnegut quote.
Yes.
Wear sunscreen.
Absolutely correct.
All right.
Good.
All right. Great show, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Okay, this is Kevin from San Francisco. I just have one guess, and that is Lipitor for the most highly prescribed pharmaceutical.
You are right.
Wow.
Yay! Lipitor.
Very good.
Thanks for the show.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed in Massachusetts.
Hey, Ed.
Got a couple of guesses for you. The summer, have you gotten the summer Olympic country yet?
I have not.
Is it Canada with Montreal?
That is correct. Oh, Montreal, wow. Canada, 1976. Very good.
Let's see. The country that has second letter K is the Ukraine.
Correct.
That is correct as well.
Ending in G. Is Hong Kong its own country now?
No.
They'd like to be.
Someone got G. It was Luxembourg.
Luxembourg. Okay. Ending in H. Do you have that one?
No, I was going to say that's the one that's left.
Bangladesh.
Well done.
Excellent.
And you had a box music piece that you were looking for the name.
Right.
Is that the Brandenburg Concerto?
You mean Orchestral Suite Number 3 in D Major?
Yes, that's the one written by Bach.
Yeah, okay. I thought there was another Bach question. No, it's not.
Okay. That does it for me, and I don't have a question for
all right.
tonight.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's clean up here. Kira, we'll start with you because you have this list here.
Okay. When barium is used in fireworks, just like in your digestive system, it turns green. Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite Number 3 in D Major is Air on a G String.
Mm.
Michael Lewis Diamond. Well, that is the Beastie Boys' Mike D. Ella Maria Lonnie Yelich O'Connor is Lord.
Mm.
And that, I think, is all I have.
Okay.
All right. And Josh.
All I've got is the Billy Clavin is the title character in Martin McDonagh's play The Cripple of Inishman.
All right.
That's all.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
You're the one who's got the long list.
That's true. All right. Just to repeat, the best-selling pharmaceutical product of all time is Lipitor. Famous cities, the former names of famous cities. Ragusa is Dubrovnik. Reval is Tallinn, Estonia. Pressburg is Bratislava. And Tsaritsyn became Stalingrad, which is now Volgograd.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Okay. The subtitles and nicknames for classical symphonies, Celestial Gate, Alan Hovhaness, Symphony No. 6. The Divine Poem is Scriabin, Symphony No. 3. Folk Song is Roy Harris, Symphony No. 4. And 2 October is Dmitri Shostakovich, Symphony No. 2. Mm. So if we do not get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And my great thanks to our panel tonight, Kira Pace, Joshua Cosman. I've been your moderator, Daniel Rodriguez. Of course, David Latulipe handling the board and phones tonight. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We appreciate it very much. And we hope you will make time to join us next Sunday at 7. Take care. Bye-bye.